And 3, 2, 1. There is a small kind of quiet that keeps a man alive. It helps him to survive. It helps him to endure. It helps him to stay functional when everything inside him wants to come apart and run away. And for a season, that quiet is not a weakness. It's conditioning, like road work is to a boxer. Most men don't choose quiet because they want to hide away from life. They choose it to hide away from danger. Because life has taught them about fear early on. And early on, we learn that being loud could have violent consequences. So, we learn to constrain ourselves. We learn to manage quietness as a battle tactic, but deployed it to avoid the battles we knew we couldn't handle yet. And so, we learned to stay still. And it worked. If it didn't work, you wouldn't still be doing it. But there comes a moment when what once protected you begins to limit you, and your self-constraints now feel like prison chains and shackles. Not because quietness was the wrong choice, but because the season changed. You changed. The quiet that once kept you safe, like armor, now starts keeping you distant. Distant from others, distant from yourself, distant from God. And that distant separation is now our personal, self-imposed chain link fence with us on the inside. I'm not saying this as someone who figured out something early on. I'm saying it as someone who has lived there long enough to have learned that there is a fence. It's now self-imposed. And now, I want out. There was a time when my quiet was my armor. I used my distant separation as a guard. And it was my early warning system that let me know when things were getting too close for comfort. I would like to say I don't live there anymore, but I do still cling to that fence at times. But now from the outside, gliding my hand along its diamond-shaped pattern, I'm just not 100% certain I can handle the responsibility that comes with this freedom. Not because the weight of my quiet armor disappeared, but because that old armor was for someone small. And Jesus has asked me to put on a new set of armor that I'm not quite comfortable with yet. There are seasons that Scripture talks about where a man's path narrows, where our movement is constrained, where escape isn't an option. It isn't meant to break a man's spirit, but to show him who he's becoming and how to fit into his new armor. Quiet doesn't announce itself when it first makes itself known. It just lays itself on you and lets you wrap up in it. It makes you feel safe. But as we grow, it slowly separates things, placing itself between you in your ability to be present, to show warmth, and to connect with your current life experience. We still show up, still do our job. We're still sitting at the dinner table. And yet, something in the room around us indicates we are not fully there. True silence behaves like a cattle dog quietly separating a bull from the cows. It just places itself between us and them. If you recognize yourself here, if you have had to use quiet as armor, hear this clearly. You are not broken. There is nothing wrong with you. You adapted. You had to survive. And that adaptation has kept you alive till now. But now, it may not be what helps you grow. There is a quiet that keeps you alive. And then there is a silence that reveals our current mental state very clearly. Learning the difference between the two is the beginning of maturity. In the next episode, we'll talk about what it looks like to step out of survival mode without freaking out, without a mad rush to fix ourselves, and without pretending the weight of it isn't there. For now, just know this. You're not being called to fix yourself. You may simply be ready to be still for a different reason. This is the Emerging Man Podcast. I'm your host, Dave Boskus. I'll see you next episode.